So to the UK now, where riots have shaken the country this week, and we've observed the streets of London and other cities. British Prime Minister David Cameron says the only way to fight the violence is to go after what he called gangs, organized gangs responsible for coordinated attacks on businesses and police. Listen to David Cameron.
I want us to use the record of success against gangs from cities like Boston in the USA, and indeed from the Strathclyde Police in Scotland, who've done this by engaging the police, the voluntary sector, and local government. And I want this to be a national priority.
Is the community policing strategy in the United States an effective strategy for the law enforcement officials in Britain who are trying to deal with the aftermath of the riots there? The BBC's L.A. reporter Alistair Leithhead looks at what's been achieved in L.A. since the riots in 1992 with the people who experienced it firsthand, like rights activist and a guest on this program, Joe Hicks.
Well, you got a lot of clowns and fools and idiots in any society who are just sort of laying in wait for the chance to do what they do. The beating of Rodney King that everybody has seen internationally was simply the catalyst. There were Latinos, there were poor whites, there were just hooligans of all sorts that hit the street, along with, you know, black gang members, and there were all sorts of people that were out doing all sorts of things, including burning and looting and rioting and general thuggery.
I'm Najee Ali. I'm a former gang member, and I'm sorry for what we did even to this day. It set fires to innocent people's property. Some of them never recovered, and that's something that we can't repay.
And this is what people will be doing in the UK and perhaps not realizing at the moment.
Well, obviously, they're not realizing it, and unfortunately, they're going to regret what they did, because at the end of the day, random violence, rioting, is not going to be the solution to address those problems and those grievances.
It raised some big questions about society, poverty, and also policing. The LAPD had to stop the riot with the help of the National Guard and then try and work out how it happened in the first place. Commander Andrew Smith showed me an old photograph of him holding a shotgun in one hand as the riot was going on around him.
As you can see, the buildings are burning in the background. The fire department's trying to put out one of the hundreds and hundreds of structure fires we had there. And we learned a lot of lessons, as I think the London police have, in how to handle these things. You know, one of the things that we did initially was to back off. And I think we realized after a while that we just needed to send more cops and just have an overwhelming show of force in a situation like that. Across the board, we've made changes in our police department. So we've added more women, we've added more minorities, we certainly added a lot more Hispanic officers to kind of match what the community makeup is. And I think we're able to relate to the community a lot better than that.
That's LAPD Commander Andrew Smith talking with Alistair Leithhead from our partner, the BBC. He's the LA correspondent there. One of the many people he talked to in LA looking back on what they learned from the 1992 riots. And can those lessons be applied to what's going on in London, as David Cameron suggests, the British Prime Minister? Joining us is someone who knows firsthand how to deal with the gang violence. Teal Hardiman is director of Ceasefire Illinois, a Chicago public health group that works to reduce violence where an estimated 100,000 gang members live. Teal, good morning.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
So what do you make of some of those voices in L.A.? Are they maybe a little bit smug about claiming credit for reducing gang violence? What tools do you think L.A. might have used that worked in Chicago? And talk to our colleagues over in the U.K. What do you think they should be doing?
Well, first and foremost here in the United States is that in L.A., a lot of lessons were learned after the Rodney King riot. You know, 40 people were killed and about $1 billion worth of damage took place over there in L.A. Now, everybody's talking about what they did after the fact. People should have got on top of that before it actually happened, okay? Because when you talk about diversity, you should already know if you have a diverse city that you need to have, like a cross-section of people working for the police department there in L.A. and throughout. So, like I said, lessons have been learned. But as far as the U.K., what I'm concerned about is that you have to have leaders that are willing to speak up on behalf of the people that do not have a voice. What you have happening in the U.K. right now, a guy was shot and killed, and the people just began to, you know, riot, you know, rise up in the way that they thought was best for them. And it's wrong for them to do that, because a lot of people don't understand the process, the legal process, and it comes down to peaceful protests. So you need community leaders to be the voice for them young guys that are frustrated and alienated. See, when you start labeling people as everybody's gang members, what happens then, you give people the justification to harm them.
Hmm.
everybody's not a gang member. So people need to really get that through their minds and their heads. So we need to get people in the U.K., the faith-based leaders. And like in Chicago, we have faith-based leaders. We have community leaders that speak up on behalf of ceasefire, trying to stop the violence. And then you have to get some negotiations going on, and you find out who are the main agitators over there in the U.K., and you bring them to the table and allow them to calm their people down. And we hire violence interrupters in Chicago and throughout the United States, and we have a track record, a proven track record of changing mindsets and behaviors associated with violence.
That's Teo Hardeman talking about violence interrupters, part of the negotiation strategy to deal with gang violence in the city of Chicago. He's director of Ceasefire Illinois. It's a Chicago public health group that works to reduce gang violence, talking directly to lessons learned possibly for the U.K. Teo, you know, one of the things that David Cameron said before we go dealing with gangs who use sophisticated social networks to communicate socially. In fact, I was thinking about this. Gangs have been good at social media long before cell phones. It seems to me graffiti and gang signs are all about social media. Explain.
Well, gangs have always used the word, you know, we call it the grapevine, you know, word of mouth in the beginning, and then graffiti, you know, marking places up and everything. A lot of the gangs now, they socialize through YouTube videos, and you have to read the code language in order to break the code. And then you have guys on Facebook, you know, beefing with one another and communicating with one another where to meet at and what to do when they get there. So I don't think it's a good move by the so-called gangs, because if I was in the gang, I wouldn't be putting advertising everything I'm doing out on the social media. Okay, so I don't think that's a good move, but it is happening. And on behalf of Ceasefire, we've been able to mediate conflicts before anybody got shot by looking at Facebook and looking at YouTube videos, because it's right out there. And we go talk to those individuals and we get them to put their guns down.
So you would recommend law enforcement actually observing social networking sites as a way of doing preventive strategies?
Without a doubt, law enforcement, I believe law enforcement are already up on the social media, and they're doing their best to kind of look at everything out there, because a lot of these young guys just don't know what they're doing, so that it's easier to catch them.
Interesting.
It's easier because they're putting it out there in the universe.
Oh, we should put you on a plane and get you over to London to speak with the Cameron directly. Teo Hardeman, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Teo Hardeman is director of Ceasefire Illinois, a Chicago public health group that works to reduce violence, talking about strategies in Chicago and other U.S. cities to deal with the coordinated gang violence in the aftermath of the Rodney King riots and violent incidents around the United States as possible lessons for the U.K. So what do you think about all this? You can join any of our conversations. We've got more of your reactions to the unrest in London throughout the morning. Britain considering a clamping down on social media sites. Naira of Facebook writes us, if people are posting, let's go and burn some buildings and kill bystanders, I think government is allowed to stop that. And sites like Facebook should limit that. As far as I know, one cannot post naked pictures, so it is only fair that others cannot get people rioting. Sounds like she would echo what Teo Hardeman just told us. And Russell in D.C. says, to this idea, it seemed to work out well for Egypt. Your views by heading to our Facebook page or just call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste Headlee will be back next week. This is The Takeaway.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.